Good morning, and this is where we welcome you to yet another She Speaks for this Tuesday. It's a beautiful day indeed on the outside, and we are so privileged to be a part of it, giving thanks for life, and more honored even to have the lovely Eldrie Ferguson Markey, Mrs., in our company this morning. And she has decided to share her journey with us with the hope of inspiring each and every one of your listeners. So you stay on the line. Let's take a word from our partners. We are grateful to have them on board. The Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, and Quartz, St. Lucia, bringing value home. So we'll take a word from our sponsors and we'll be right back.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me, the St. Lucian way. We like family, always there for you, helping you. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Experience the ultimate bike life with a brand new AKT motorcycle from Quartz. Come ride with us and feel the rush, the thrill, and vibes on your new AKT. Our sleek and top-of-the-line AKT motorcycles start as low as $4,999 brand new. Our prices include free delivery, free helmet, registration, insurance, and extended warranties included in the price. AKT Motorcycles and Courts will get you ready for any ride. No cash, no problem. Pay with ready finance and pay $0 for 60 days. Shop online at shopcourts.com or in-store. Terms and conditions apply. Courts, bringing value home.
And welcome back. This is Radio Caribbean International. My name is Maureen Alexander. I'm your host of She Speaks. And of course, this morning we have the honor of having Mrs. Eldrie Ferguson Markey in our company. And we have her already on the line. So let's go on over. Good morning to every one of you who will be joining us on this program this morning. Do us a favor, share it up, because you never know who you could be inspiring this morning just through the journey of this awesome woman. Good morning. Good morning, Mrs. Markey. How are you?
Good morning, Maureen. Good morning. How are you?
I
need blessed. Some of your energy.
I know. I am blessed. I look forward to Tuesday so much because it is such a joy to be able. If, you know, I'm sitting here and I am human as well. And sometimes even me, I need a little inspiration. And hearing your journeys, the journeys of you amazing women, it helps so much. So thank you so much for accepting the invite. And now you're here. So let's get right into it. Who is Eldrie Ferguson? Well, I guess the Markey will come afterwards. So who is Eldrie Ferguson? Tell us a little bit about yourself and your childhood. What were you like a child? What was growing up like for you?
Thank you, Maureen. And before I start, Maureen, I just really want to pay homage to you and your platform. I think so often as women, you know, we get accustomed to hearing not so much the well. We always hear about the struggle. But you're really giving women a platform to inspire, to talk through their journeys, to motivate other people and to motivate other women in particular. So I just wanted to just pause for a minute and say thank you for that. And thank you for taking up the mantle.
Well, it's a team effort, Team RCI, and we are happy. And we are definitely on behalf of the team, Tamara and Roy Ron and everybody else, thank you very much. And I'm happy
thank
that you see it for what it was created to be.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I say that because, you know, you asked the question, who is Eldrie? And I will tell you that the definition of Eldrie evolves every day. It evolves through experiences. It evolves through childhood. It evolves through my life story. It evolves through my interactions at work. But I will tell you, if I had to package it, I would always say that Eldrie is someone that does things differently. I see the bar, and I always like to raise it. My mother would have said to me when I was a child, I remember she put it on my Facebook page the other day. She said, her precocious child. And I'm like, okay, she even sent me back to the dictionary and said, well, did my mother use precocious on me? You know, so I had to think about it. And then I went back through it, and it was always someone who was, you know, always far ahead of their years, far ahead of their time. And that's the definition of it. I was always, I would be sitting in today and always thinking about tomorrow. You know, what can I do next? How can I improve myself? You know, where do I raise the bar? What is something that I can do differently? Mm-hmm. And so if I had to express myself or say who I was, I would always say that I'm someone that always does it differently. So the way that I present myself, to the way that I see an issue, to the way that I apply myself in the workplace. Mm-hmm. I just try to be resourceful and look at something in a different perspective.
And what do you think attributes to that quality? Let's take it back now to the childhood.
Yeah, so to be very honest with you, as a child, I don't think that I may have been as different than most. I would think that the inspiration for me would have been through my parents. Mm-hmm. I was sharing with the team this morning how we were talking about what it is that we're grateful for. And I said that I'm truly grateful for family. And I think that we're all grateful for family. Mm-hmm. But I'm particularly grateful for the inspiration of my parents. My parents were young, very young, ambitious, driven entrepreneurs. And for them, everything was about education. My mother would often say that, and Barack Obama says it as well. He says education is the greatest equalizer. You can come from the poorest of homes. You can come from a backward profile, a socioeconomic status, et cetera. But education was the greatest equalizer. And I recall at home, we were very, very strict households. Mm-hmm. And it was always around the discipline of learning. And it was always around the discipline of growing and trying to find something new, or every day being inspired by, you know, just a new thought and a new idea. And my mother, my parents and my mother often said it. She said that I would lose houses and land, but I'm going to give my children the best education. Mm-hmm. And so for me, my home life, it was very structured. Very strict. You didn't get to slip and slide. You were made to be held accountable and responsible. Mm-hmm. And there was also love, a lot of love, care, and empathy. I remember traditionally when you think of Christmas growing up, most children think of Christmas as gifts underneath the tree, et cetera, for most. For us, it was always about family. You know, as we grew older, I spent my Christmas mornings actually with Kiwanis, where we would be feeding the homeless or looking at the less fortunate. So it was never the traditional gift opening. Wow. After a while at home. It was always, what is it that you could do to change the space around you? And I think that has been that principle that underpins who I am. How can I impact change? How can I create change? I don't ever want to just walk into an environment and be forgotten. What will be my legacy? And I think that did a lot to shape who I am as an individual, and it really governs my thought process.
Wow. This is amazing stuff. Were you born in St. Lucia? Or
no.
You were born in, I wanted to highlight that because it now shows that, you know what, we have women who can transcend boundaries and make meaningful contribution nonetheless. And I want St. Lucian women to be inspired that they can also cross boundaries and do the same, innit?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Where were you born? Where were you?
So I was born in the Bahamas. I am a Nassauian. I was born in Nassau, Bahamas, and there's much similarity in the Bahamas, particularly in the landscape. Well, except we don't have the beautiful pitons, St. Lucia and the Bahamas. The waters, the people, the warmth, the friendliness. Similar, very similar economies. And I like the point that you made in terms of women being able to transcend, because as I thought about what was the next step for me in my career, I think I'd accomplished much at home. I did much at home. And I really wanted to move across the region and see, touch, feel what the different environments were. And I also love to see women at the top. And that's often a challenge. It's often a challenge for us. You know, we know that we're pushing hard. We know that we're working hard, but we don't often get the credit that we deserve.
That's true.
So when the opportunity came, I for me, it fit. And I'd often used to say that I'd tell all of my close friends if I retire, I was going to retire in St. Lucia. And as luck would have it, Unicorn pulled me here, and so I'm here. But I do think that we have talented women through the Caribbean. Yes. I have met in my professional journey tons of very, very talented women. And I would like to see us move more across the region. Let's not confine ourselves to particular roles. Let's take our skills and transfer knowledge. And for me, it's also about paying it forward. As you move across, make sure that you look back and pull somebody up with you.
That is amazing. I tell you what, let's take a word from the partners again. And when we come back, we're going to get into your professional stint and where you stand right now, academically, very driven and otherwise. So we're going to get into that as well.
Awesome. Wonderful. Looking forward.
A word from the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need, and Quartz, bringing value home.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution, building our future today. We are the Bank of St. Lucia for every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me. The St. Lucian way, we like family. Always there for you, helping you and me. BOS and Lucia for me. For every solution,
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Quartz is saying welcome back to its customers with mega sweet deals and up to 60% off store-wide. It's a major store clearance event. Discounted items must go. Shop today and save on TVs, appliances, audios, furniture, and homeware. Get front load washers for as low as $1,049 or save up to $700 on the JVC 43-inch TV and pay only $1,199. Oh, sugar, these deals are sweet. Furniture and homeware. Get front load washers for as low as $1,049 or save up to $700 on the JVC 43-inch TV and pay only $1,199. Oh, sugar, these deals are soon. Furniture and homeware. Get front load washers for as low as $1,049 or save up to $700 on the JVC 43-inch TV and pay only $1,199. Oh, sugar, these deals are soon. Furniture and homeware. Get front load washers for as low as $1,049 or save up to $700 on the JVC 43-inch TV and pay only $1,199. Oh, sugar, these deals are soon. Furniture and homeware. Get front load washers for as low as $1,049 or save up to $700 on the JVC 43-inch TV and pay only $1,199. Oh, sugar, these deals are soon.
I mentioned it before we went to break. Very accomplished academically and balancing work, family, studying must have been challenging. Share with us these achievements because your parents instilled in you, and academic mix was definitely the top of the line for them, and that stayed with you. So how is it for you balancing all of that, family, studying, academics, and you know, share that journey along your success story?
It's interesting because as you started to frame the question, Maureen, I thought about, I have a lot of core beliefs, and one of them is if I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it well, or I'm not going to do it at all. And I think that kind of encapsulated my journey. Oftentimes, I was a very good student. I wouldn't shy away from that. But I will tell you that if you ask me if I was going back to school again, I tell you no. because when I went to school, it was about I had to be the best. I had to do my best. Mm-hmm. My mother would often say, once you do your best, the angel in heaven can't do better. Mm. And so I'd always step to that challenge. I wanted to get great grades. I studied. And A was an A. First is first, and, you know, second is okay. And so that really has been the guiding principle for me at school, even in terms of my professional application. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to do it and if I'm going to apply myself, Maureen, I'm going to do it well, or I just don't want to do it, or I would say that I cannot step up to the challenge.
But I will tell
you, in terms of the challenges, I think for me, my challenges began when I entered the corporate space.
Right. Well, I wanted to go there with you. Recently, like you mentioned, you joined the Unicoma family as the mm-hmm. OECS head of marketing. Mm-hmm. And I mean, let's see how this applied to that role. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so if I took it back, I think the precursor and really what set my frame of mind in my professional space was that journey, the journey to where I am today. I started off as a consultant, actually. I believe it or not, I never thought that I would enter the corporate space, and for some reason or another, I always ended back up there. I was very much a free spirit, and I just wanted you to tell me what it is that you needed to do and leave me alone and let me just figure it out for you.
And
then come back. But in terms of the challenges along the way, and I have to say this, I worked in a male-dominated field. I came from the telecoms industry, and I started as a young marketeer in product development, so launching products. So back at home, I would have launched everything from and led the teams from 2G to 3G, 3G to 4G, 4G to 4G LTE. Mm. I did IPTV. We also launched fiber to the home. And prior to leaving, I would have we did a pilot on prepaid electricity. So I would have always been in this technical, very, very male-dominated space. Mm. But it really wasn't the males that were the challenge. It was always the females that became the challenge.
Oh, say that once more, please, and thanks. I've always challenged my ladies.
And I have to be honest, and I think that's kind of why I would have focused. So if you follow me in my personal spaces, I started to focus a lot on female mentorship and how to pay it forward. And it came through an experience that I would have had when I was a consultant, when I worked at NASA, and I interacted with a lady by the name of Dr. Hayden Watkins, a beautiful, stunning, brilliant woman. Mm-hmm. And what I loved about her was she was secure, unafraid, and never threatened, and not even threatened by the men that stood in positions over her.
Right.
And what she did for me was she recognized that I had talent, and she pulled me to the forefront, and I would always have that. She left an indelible mark on me. Mm. And so for me, as much as I came through my career and experienced some of the challenges, one of my projects has always been female mentorship and empowerment, and what I call looking behind and pulling up. So, you know, who's there, who needs help, and how do I help them move forward? I'm also very, very careful about tearing down other women. Mm-hmm. If I can't say something well, then I'd much rather say nothing at all.
Absolutely.
And I really think that's the spirit that we need to pass on and spread, because sometimes it can become a challenge. So if I talked about my challenges, I did have a challenge, but I turned that challenge actually into a triumph, and I decided that I would mentor females and that I would be, unafraid, and I would replicate everything that I saw in Dr. Hayden Watkins. I would be that for somebody else and pull them up through the ladder. And so much of my career has been that. Whenever I sit in a chair, I would look to see who would be the successor, who I'm going to mentor and who I'm going to coach and train. And I always tell people that everything is impermanent. So as I sit in the seat, you know, sometimes people become complacent in a role. For me, it's where do I go next? Mm. You know, I've accomplished this. I have received this position here at Unicom. Where is it next for me, even within the organization? Mm-hmm. And who am I going to train to pull up to sit inside my chair?
That's
so
amazing.
It's challenging. I came in the company in September. We went through the epic Black Friday.
Oh, yes.
where we had to do things again very, very differently, taking into consideration COVID and COVID protocols, et cetera. But one of the things that I would be remiss if I did not say that we have a team of talented and accomplished persons, and of course, notably, considering that we are celebrating International Women's Month, we have a rock star team of women. 80% of our team, female leaders that are sitting at the helm, and they bring creativity, they bring charge, and I think they bring a willingness, you know, to change situations and make things better. So for that, I'm very excited to be sitting in the chair here.
Wonderful. I am, you know, we could talk a lot, but you know what, to me, no, I'm feeling your energy, and your energy for me is not to be stuck here talking about your academic accomplishment. I think you have so much more within you, because this is where I want to go in wrapping, because we're already 9 minutes left, and I want to spend that 9 minutes speaking towards where you alluded to a while ago, because I share some of that very critical sentiment when it comes to, like you said, a lot of the times we are misread and we are misguided, mm-hmm. because a lot of the times our struggles really is amongst ourselves as women.
Agreed.
And being able to have somebody at your level identify it and understanding and is making certain strides to help us to start seeing it from that point of view. And I think this is where we need to head in terms of when we talk about progressing as women. And I'm going to come back to that, but let's take a break now and take a word from our partners, the Bank of St. Lucia, of course, and Unicoma. Unicoma bringing value home in it. Courts bringing value home. So we'll take a word from them and we'll be right back. I got so excited. I like that. I'm coming back. I'm heading there with you.
We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution, building our future today. For every solution, with you every step of the way. Always there for you, serving you and me. The solution way, we like family. Always there for you, helping you and me. B-O-S-L, no say for me. We are the Bank of St. Lucia, for every solution.
Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need.
Experience the ultimate bike life with a brand new AKT motorcycle from Quartz. Come ride with us and feel the rush, the thrill, and vibes on your new AKT. Our sleek and top-of-the-line AKT motorcycles start as low as $4,999 brand new. Our prices include free delivery, free helmet, registration, insurance, and extended warranties included in the price. AKT Motorcycles and Courts will get you ready for any ride. No cash, no problem. Pay with ready finance and pay $0 for 60 days. Shop online at shopcourts.com or in-store. Terms and conditions apply. Courts, bringing value home.
Already down to 3 minutes only, 7 minutes only left on the inside of the program, and we are having a conversation with Mrs. Eldrie Ferguson-Markey, for those of you who are just joining us, and we're about to heading to the wrap-up session, but I wanted us to spend a little more time in terms of speaking, because you're at the head of the game. I mean, you have challenged, like you said, what we would say, male-dominated industry, and you have definitely showed, your wealth of experience and your ability to learn and your ability for excellence to have gotten to the head of the game. So here you are now at the head of the game, and your mission clearly is that at the head of the game, it is so much more to you to lift other women up. And in doing so, we also have to, you know, change a lot of the mindset of some of our women as we take them up to the ladder as well, because that lady, I guess, saw that in you.
Yeah.
The one you mentioned, who took you under her wing.
Yeah.
She saw that quality in you, and it's a quality that can be seen. And I guess that's why she put effort into you, because she realized that you were capable of taking on that mantle and handing it down to the next capable person who is willing to take it up from that angle as well. So let's talk to our women right now. This is a wrap-up note. I want you to talk to our women along that line about how important it is for us to uplift each other and to understand that sharing or bringing someone else up, or, you know, it is not going to take away from you, but rather it's going to help to build your legacy.
Exactly. And Maureen, you and I can talk forever. I think we need to set a party.
We're doing it. We will do that. I think we'll take each other up on that.
Yes, we will. But I will tell you, and if you haven't realized, my mother is... My mother and her influence on me is more than significant, and I will just spend a minute to just say that I watched for a long time a single woman with five children figure it out, hold a full time job, mm-hmm. Go to school. My mother has a doctorate, and she made sure that she put her children through private school education. She met my father, my stepfather, who I called Daddy very affectionately. Who came in and really absorbed the family. And I say all of that to say that I think we live in this world where it's this instant culture, and social media and Instagram have painted a view of the world that everything must be perfect.
Right.
And things must happen a certain way. And that's not necessarily the case. I will say to young women that The only thing that we have is our spirit, and you have to be careful of what you feed your spirit.
That's right.
And if you feed your spirit, I'd never say die, and I have a standard, and this is what I want to be, and I will do anything to accomplish it. Mm-hmm. There's never an obstacle that is going to stop you. My mother didn't finish college. She finished college after my brother. She got a doctorate degree when I was in college. So there was a never-say-die spirit. And I also think in terms of women, what I also have grown to admire with her is she centered herself around other strong, very powerful, very determined, very focused women, mm-hmm. not ever feeling threatened, and right. always recognizing and understanding that, you know, as our five fingers are very, very different, we come together for a common purpose, and we should learn to work together. So the thumb isn't like the index finger, et cetera, et cetera. But we work together to make sure that we accomplish a singular goal. And I think as women, we need to learn how to embrace differences. You know, everybody's not going to be like you, maybe neat and posh and clean. We all have different ways of expressing ourselves, but that should never threaten us. That should actually pique our curiosity and encourage us to pull that person in and, you know, let me see how they do it. You know, let me dig a little deeper into this personality. Because if you're sitting in a circle, and everybody is like you, and nobody ever challenges your position, then either you've outgrown that circle or that's not the circle for you. Yeah. And I would say to my friends as well, if I'm sitting in a circle of women and someone can't tell me that I'm doing wrong, or I'm walking out of the house and my skirt is too short, or my blouse is cut a little too low, if they don't care enough about me to say that to me, then maybe that's not the friend that I want to have. Right. So I would say encourage difference, embrace people in their uniqueness. Let's not feel threatened. And on the point with regard to this instant culture and this, you know, we must have this wife and house and 2.5 children. And society paints life in a way, and you post your pictures on Instagram, you use your social media spaces, and we all paint the perfect. But I think as women, we have to start having real conversations. Let's talk about the challenges. Let's talk about how we overcome them. Let's talk about how we embrace one another.
Eldrie, that is mm-hmm. also a challenge that we face. We have 2 minutes mm-hmm. left. That is mm-hmm. also a challenge that I think a lot of women face. A lot of women would like to be able to mm-hmm. be that real. But mm-hmm. the fear now that everybody is so competitive that to mm-hmm. show your weakness or to show your area of it could be used back against you. So what women who are inclined to share these things for betterment will now do is recline and not share at all. Because you know what? To share your weakness is to mm-hmm. give someone a weapon out there, another woman a weapon out there to use against you. So this is where we're at as well. So it is all well and good to say, let's share the weaknesses, let's share the realness. But sometimes you sharing that willness or that thing, it's just all you're doing in that vein is putting somebody outside there who just have mal intention to just use it back against you. So you just reserve and you take your little self back and you handle your business on the down low and you live. You know, so this is...
But you know what I would say to you, Maureen? I do think that we all need the courage, and it all takes courage. And you brought something to mind. It was a Lutheran pastor back in the time of World War, mm-hmm. with World War II. Right. And it was all about having the courage to stand. And it's one of my favorite poems where it just talks about us being individuals and being able to stand. And it says that they came first for the communists, and we all remember this. Mm-hmm. And I didn't speak up because I wasn't a communist. The second right. line says, then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a Jew. Then they came for the trade unionist, and I didn't speak up because I wasn't a trade unionist. Then they came for the Catholic, and okay. I didn't speak up because I was a Protestant. Okay. Then finally, they came for me. And by that time, there was no one else
to speak up for me.
We have to have that courage
right.
to be different. We have to have the courage to speak up. And I will always say that it's okay to be different. I went through all yes. of my life being different.
Yes.
You could never say, oh, there's another Eldrie. Mm-hmm. And my mother would always say, I remember in the beginning, I said, Mom, I really don't like my name. Couldn't you name me something like Susan or Anne? You know, she said, I named you what you are. You are a unique and a peculiar child.
There you go.
And I think I walked into that. And so just we have the courage to be different. We don't always get it right. But I think, as I said earlier, nothing beats a try but a failure. Absolutely. And once you've done your best, the angel in heaven just can't do any better. So I encourage women to take a stand. I encourage us to be our authentic selves.
That's right.
Let's not package ourselves in a way that we think other people want to see us.
That's right.
Be okay. And maybe one day we'll all get on Instagram and social media and post a picture where we just wake up in the morning.
Oh, maybe.
And our hair is all disheveled.
Right. Absolutely. Wonderful. This is beautiful. I mean, like you said, we could converse all day, and we probably need to have a moment where we just maybe courts will be willing to give us a day to just a real talk.
Yeah.
So we just have a day. We just open up the live, and we just go. You and I just go in on that day.
Yes, I love it.
Certainly, it was a pleasure having you on board this morning.
Likewise.
You were truly a blessing, and I think you came in at an opportune time, because this time the environment is so charged. So many people are stressed out, distressed, you know, frustrated because of the current environment that we're in. And I think your conversation this morning would have helped a lot to just shift the focus and help us know it's okay, and it's challenge, but we can do it.
Yeah.
I think that was beautiful, and so many people is on the live. James with me, everybody is there this morning. I'm sending love your way, so thank you again, and all the best. God continue to be with you, and you continue to be that servant that you were created to be, and which
thank
is so
you.
Much more than the ability you have academically to achieve, but to really uplift persons.
Thank you. And be encouraged as well, Maureen. I appreciate the platform, and I'm privileged to be one of the women that you would have given the opportunity with. So I thank you, and I would like to continue to encourage you.
Thank you so very much, and thank you to Court.
Thank you.
I had to put this one in there. Thanks for coming on board. And I'm happy you saw it as a marketing personnel as well. Everything is happening, like you said, the way it is designed to happen. So thank you again, and have an awesome day. Enjoy the rest of the week, and you know, just be good.
Thank you. Take care. Have a blessed day.
I will. Oh, what an uplifting conversation this morning with the lovely Mrs. Eldrie Ferguson Marquis. We needed that conversation this morning, and I'm happy we were able to take it into that realm. I appreciated that conversation. Thank you again to Courts. Oh, Courts. Bringing value home. That's some value brought there this morning. And of course, the Bank of St. Lucia, all the bank you need. Thank you to our two partners and to you, the viewers.